this is a private group of people that are really working on themselves already, which is where you can mostly work. And that's what affects other people. It's not so much what you say as what you become, right? And that rubs off on everybody. And I'm thinking, what would they most like to hear from you? And I think maybe something more about the antidotes that we talked about, and which you said vitamin C, glutathione, zinc was important, and copper was important because it has to balance the zinc in the right ratio. That seems to be accurate. Yes. And just basic lifestyle elements would be, you know, sunlight, exercise, grounding, and sleep, and positive emotional state, things like that. So, and I mean, there's more than 2 minutes to talk about there, obviously, but just to touch on it a little bit, I think that last thing I mentioned, the emotional state, the emotions immediately affect your physical body and your brain and everything else. And yet we don't want to do that by being oblivious to what's going on.
Absolutely. Right?
So there's a balancing act there, awareness, but keeping a good state internally.
Yeah, when you talk to Dr. Tal Braun, he's a U.S. National Counterterrorism Specialist. He trained CIA and FBI agents in preventing mass killings using biological weapons. That's what he specializes in. Right. In June of last year, he wrote a letter to the FBI stating that this is not a respiratory disease. This is envenomation. He also believes and can demonstrate that the vaccines have venom in them. And he believes they're just using venom to mass murder people. And he's convinced that the die-off hasn't even started for the vaccine. Yeah. Remember, he specializes in being aware, analyzing, and then orchestrating attempts to prevent mass killings. That's his job. Wow. No one's more prepared for this than he is. None of us on this call, I'm sure. That guy says that what they're going to do in the fall is they are going to release in the air cobra venom that you can buy in aerosolized cans online. Mm-hmm. He says they're going to go on subways and they're going to go on airplanes. They're going to go into schools. They're going to put them in the vents and the air systems, and they're just going to spray it into the air. And the people who have received these shots, who put venom in their body, when they breathe in venom in their lungs and the two meet inside their alveolar sacs of their lungs, that the alveoli sacs are going to rupture, and then the blood is going to infiltrate into the lungs. Your body is going to try to stop the bleeding and cause scar tissue, which is called pulmonary fibrosis, and your lungs are going to turn to scar tissue. You're going to create what's called pulmonary fibrosis, and you're going to die. He said, that's what's coming next. Well, Dane Wigington, the lead researcher of geoengineeringwatch.org with chemtrails and other medical doctors, have told me separately that they believe they're going to drop venom from the air just over massive populations of people who've been vaccinated, and that's going to happen in the fall, and this massive die-off is going to happen.
So do you think that's connected to the predicted lockdowns that they're going to try to do again in the fall?
Absolutely, it would be. In fact, they need this to continue. Remember, I said the CDC is increasing their wastewater testing at your water sites for COVID. They're building 250 other sites right now throughout America in multiple cities. And then they're going to lock us down, keep us in our homes, and they're going to pump that water into your house. And you're going to drink it, shower in it, bathe in it, eat with it, cook with it. And you're going to get the venom peptides again, and then you're going to get sick. And then they're going to, from the air, they believe they're going to weaponize venoms to make us even more sick. But the people who are going to be most affected are going to be those who are vaccinated. That has been the concern for all of them.
So which is the majority in the world. The reason why
I bring up Dr. Tal Braun is he actually has put together and has been working nonstop since last June when the FBI just ignored him.
Right.
He actually has been in silence, but developing with people antidotes for the vaccinated, knowing it's venom. He has a copper zinc combo product that you breathe in, vaporized copper and zinc. It's called a copperine is the supplement that he has. He'll take you through what he's created and what he knows are antidotes to the venoms. Also fulvic acid is also known to tear down venom. Chlorine dioxide actually destroys king cobra venom in water. If you just put a few drops in water, it actually totally denatures it. There's a guy named Bob the Plumber that went through a whole research study of chlorine dioxide denaturing king cobra venom in water with Mike Adams 2 days after I did my interviews with him.
So as a preventative to make you unaffected by the geoengineering drop. All these things could be done starting right away.
Absolutely. Everyone should be doing it right now. The big worry for the majority of us is there's a lot of die-off and a lot of people developing diseases and having heart issues right now.
Yeah.
We're actually more concerned about the future from these shots. The idea, we actually said from the beginning, we thought it was going to be orchestrated to have the most die-off 3 to 5 years after they started the campaign.
That goes with the ferret tests.
It really does look like that's how it's exactly.
That's the equivalent of the ferrets waiting like 7 to 8 months, something like that.
Exactly right. Yep. So yeah, we have a lot of concerns and a lot of work to do. We're trying to educate, warn, inspire, and then provide antidotes now to make improvements. Mm-hmm. Well, I need you to know that worldwide, people have learned from my presentations, it was early on recognized that all COVID variants were protected from massive disease symptoms for those who are using nicotine products.
I heard that, yeah. It does not mean to start smoking right away, though.
No. Nicotine patches, nicotine gums are super effective at helping to stop long hauler symptoms from COVID venoms. Also protective against venoms of snakes, period. Because the venoms, the neurotoxic venoms attack nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. There's a couple things that you might want to just make sure you're starting to stock up on. We know as of March 2nd of this year, just 3 months ago, the Department of Health and Human Services for America said, the Secretary Becerra said, we have a new COVID playbook and we have all the listed variants that are coming out in the future that we're preparing for. They aren't seeing this ending right now. They're expecting more of it. So everyone should be stockpiling nicotine gum, nicotine patches, and get them and have them in your house. You don't have to take them every day, only if you start to have symptoms, and then do it until your symptoms abate. But I cannot tell you how many people have gotten COVID, had their hair fall out, loss of taste and smell, had hearing loss and tinnitus. How many people, since all my information about the venom aspect of COVID and learning about nicotine and melatonin hormone, when they reintroduced or introduced those into their lifestyle, I cannot tell you the miracles that have occurred within minutes, hours, days. I had a patient who, it wasn't my patient, but from Australia, who had lost all of her hearing since actually getting COVID the first time.
Right.
When she started chewing nicotine gum every day, on the 8th day, all of her hearing was restored.
Now, kind of backs up the receptor site theory, doesn't it?
It backs up the complete theory. In fact, for all scientists who are watching this, I couldn't believe this. You know, they keep saying that the spike protein for SARS-CoV-2 binds to ACE2 receptors on a cell to work its way into your cells.
Right.
Do you know that the lungs don't have ACE2 receptors? Isn't that weird? They're primarily found in your intestines and in your brain and in your testes. Isn't that weird? Kidneys, liver. We were told this whole time that spike proteins from SARS-CoV-2 are binding to ACE2 receptors and causing cytokine storm in your lungs. It's so weird to me to learn in the last 2-3 months that ACE2 receptors, as I do more research on ACE2 receptors, that these venoms that they found in China and in France of 2020, they found that these venoms attack central nervous system nicotine acetylcholine receptors in the brain. Not the lungs, the brain. And they were saying it's causing respiratory failure. Lack of the ability of the diaphragm to contract is what those receptor sites control.
Yeah.
And your brain is saturated with ACE2 receptors. I had no idea. They do find some ACE2 receptors, but they're not very many. It's like the most limited tissue that to have ACE2 receptors. Isn't that weird? You're told this whole time. You're breathing in a pathogen that has spike proteins.
Right.
When it adheres to your ACE2 receptors in your lung, it creates a cytokine storm. You should go look it up. Look it up on Wikipedia right now. Type in ACE2 receptor.
So what causes...
It'll list out all the organs that ACE2 receptors are found in, and lungs ain't one of them.
So what causes the micro blood clots that are in the lungs?
Yeah. You ever known where those come from and when they start?
No.
Every COVID patient that goes into a hospital, when they do x-rays on day one, their lungs are totally clear.
No, I didn't know that.
Do you know that when they start pumping remdesivir into them, they start developing the COVID-like pneumonia symptoms?
So who was that doctor in Western Canada that tested the patients and so many percentage of them had micro blood clots all through everywhere?
That was Dr. Charles Hoff of British Columbia.
Right, right.
And he said 60% of his mRNA vaccinated patients for COVID had micro blood clotting indicated on a test called a D-dimer test.
Yeah, exactly.
And that meant there was micro blood clotting all throughout the body.
And you're saying that's coming from one of the hospital treatments they did, the remdesivir?
Oh, remdesivir by itself is actually causing the same kind of problem. In fact, I don't know if you haven't seen this yet, the University of Arizona evaluated 300 people who died from COVID in hospitals, which means they were all treated with remdesivir.
Right.
They said when they evaluated their blood, they found an enzyme in their blood elevated higher than any numbers they've ever seen in chronic illness patients for humans. They've never seen this enzyme so high in humans ever, no matter what the disease. They said this enzyme is called phospholipase A2. And they said that when they printed their article and said how much of this stuff was in their veins, they said researchers titled their article, "Like Venom Coursing Through the Body, Researchers Identify the Mechanism of Death from COVID-19. And it's related, this is a subtitle, related to an enzyme found in rattlesnake venom. And when you go into the article, it defines that the substance in the blood is called phospholipase A2. And then it further says in the research article that phospholipase A2 was first ever discovered as a component in king cobra venom.
Wow.
But it's at levels never seen before in COVID-19 patients who are dying. Well, the only thing that all of them were having pumped into their veins was remdesivir. This is why I'm convinced remdesivir, owned by a company called Gilead, I believe through their contracted agreement and partnership with a company called Genentech.
Uh-huh.
Genentech makes drugs, patented drugs, only from snake venoms. I believe their relationship with Genentech has allowed them to create a drug from snake venom called phospholipase A2, which was originally found in king cobra venom, and they're simply injecting that right into your bloodstream of the patient.
Doesn't Fauci have an economic interest in remdesivir as well?
That has been speculated. We only know for sure of his financial connection to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine.
Right, right.
Okay. In relationship to COVID. He's got a lot of other relationships. But
and when you start talking about nicotine or nicotinic acid, what about the issue of being habit-forming or any other negative effects on it?
That's a very good question. I actually mentioned right before I started talking about it that I don't think you should take it every day. If you start having symptoms, use it until your symptoms abate. So I actually recommend no longer than 14 days to use the nicotine, then stop. But if you get sick in any period between now and when COVID-19 is finally over, Nuremberg 2.0 trials happen, and all these people are hung or shot or buried somewhere, until then, if you get sick, you better treat it like it's venom and take nicotine. And take nicotine gum. They got 2 milligram tablets or 4. I recommend 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. If you buy the 4 milligram gum tablets, cut them in half and do 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening, or do a patch once a day when you're sick. And then your symptoms, I'm not kidding. I cannot tell you how many people with long haulers, COVID they call it, when they started doing nicotine after seeing my information, even medical doctors were reporting to me every day since then that when they added nicotine to their protocol, that within 15 minutes, they saw improvements in their blood oxygen level. Within 45 minutes, they could feel their diaphragm working again. By day two, by hour two, their brain fog completely disappeared. Everything improves.
If you stop it in 14 days, you don't regress?
No, everyone who's used it uses it until their symptoms all abate, and then don't have to use it again, and they're all fine.
Wow.
You just have to get nicotine to bind to those receptors, let the venom go, and then you can recover.
As long as you don't get, and for the venom that you may be getting from geoengineering or things like that, the lower intensity supplement protocol might take care of that, right?
Well, and I mentioned the vitamin C, you better be doing it every day. They're coming after you. Zinc, selenium, and what else did we mention? NAC. Y'all need to be on that stuff because they're coming after us. They're not done.
Right. No, and they'd like to outlaw all the supplements as well. So you can stock up on up to 3 years supply.
Absolutely.
Safely, I guess, right?
Bring it on. You're okay. Right.
Thank you, Dr. Hardis.
You're very welcome. I'm going to need to go to my next interview. I'm very, very pleased to be here. Thank you for spending so much time with me, and God bless your audience.
Great. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah. Anyway, we're right. We're going to win. We just got to save some lives and wake some people up.
That's right. Help each other.
That's right. Snake venom. So ridiculous. I can't believe these people are trying to kill people. Can't believe they want to inject us in children now. What a bunch of human sacrificing, evil, nefarious. Oh, just, they're not even human to want to do
that. Normal people have a really hard time imagining that.
Unless you've been to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really? I haven't been there.
Go there, then you'll realize just how evil human beings can
maybe
be.
Maybe everybody's not nice. Huh?
When you watch the videos live of these Nazis killing people in front of you, in front of families with their pets and their families all coming out to watch. Yeah. Oh,
well, and in a little bit more recent example, in China, you know, they've been killing people and their pets. And digging up their gardens in their yards so they couldn't grow food, stuff like that.
Yeah. We're living amongst a bunch of evil people. I just want you to know, last Wednesday, I did a whole interview that went live. It was me, Dane Wigington, and Dr. Lee Merritt. And the reason why we did it is because on 2 days, back to back, I was on the phone with Dane. Dane says to me, Dr. Artis, he was very proud of my Watch the Water documentary, my exposing of the toxicities and poisons surrounding this. And he knows how hard it is to bring something out to the world that most people want to push back against, right? With chemtrails and not believe it. Right. Dane's like, I just couldn't be more proud of you to do this all on your own. You're like this rocket shooting out in front of the whole world, like a bullet, cannonball, and you're not afraid. And I'm like, no, I'm not afraid. I'm trying to save people. And anyway, I really appreciate it. But he said, you know, Dr. Harris, we should, he goes, there is a solid attempt to try to deflect sunlight from our planet. Cool the planet, obviously, destroy our ecosystems. He said, and they're doing it through a program also of carbon dioxide reduction. The very next day, I'm on the phone with Dr. Lee Merritt. And she's like, Dr. Artis, you know, I was out testing my soil in my yard. She lives on a ranch or a farm in Iowa. She goes, I was testing my soil. I have like a quarter of the amount of carbon dioxide I had just 10 years ago in my soil, and my plants aren't growing. She's like, there is something destroying my carbon dioxide load, and my plants won't grow. I'm not getting the same vegetable
yield.
There you go. That's the word, yield. She's like, it's just been super disappointing one year after another. And I said, Dr. Merritt, you've got to get on a show with me and Dane Wigington, and we're going to talk about this. And at the end of that conversation for an hour, Lee Merritt, I saw her like the next weekend. She goes, wow, I've been really disturbed since that conversation with Dane.
And that's where Doug and I first met each other, is in the radio show with Dane Wigington.
That's awesome. No, he's a super upstanding guy, and I'm super proud of everything he's done.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you guys keep it up. I'm proud of you.
Okay, you
so
too.
So much.
Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.